If you're a leader in an organization, you know that there's no point in doing anything unless it's going to deliver some kind of results. So this is how stated values, when you state them clearly, deliver results. And I'm just going to actually use three examples from three companies that will show you how when you institute values in a company or in a team, by the way, this is really important to know, you don't have to create values for the entire company. If you're a team within a company, it's okay to create your unique values as long as they're not at odds with the larger company values, even if they're unspoken, right? So there may be some unspoken values in your company. You want to be careful not to be at odds with those. So if your company doesn't have stated values or maybe doesn't even live those stated values, you can create your own values. And often that's the tail wagging the dog. Leaders will often be seen for having more effectiveness when they do this with their teams, and the company starts to go, wait, how did you do that? And so just know that this applies whether you're at the top or down low. First, let's start with Southwest Airlines. Everybody knows this culture. It's one of the biggest brands in the world. There's case studies galore. Southwest Airlines, when you talk to the pilots or any employees, one of the things you know is people love working there. They also have these incredible stories of they have to beat people away with a stick that want to be a part of this company. When they do interviews at Southwest Airlines, they do them in very large groups because there's so many people that are applying, and they do these really weird things to try to find out who stands out. And the way they got there was obviously the vision. I've already talked about their why. They have a very big why, but they also know how that why gets expressed. And here are their three big values that drive them. The first one is a warrior spirit. This is basically do whatever it takes to serve the people that you work with. That is a big one. And they state clearly, you know, we as a company, we are going to help you, support you, to give you the resources to be the warrior you need to be. Second is a servant's heart. This is literally just the golden rule. You will apply a servant's attitude when you interact with our customers and with one another in our company. And if you don't, you're not a fit for us. And then the last one is a fun, loving attitude. And they spell it L-U-V, partly because they think it's fun, and also because they're all about love. That's their thing. They talk about love openly in their business. But they spell it that way because that's actually their stock symbol, is L-U-V for Southwest Airlines. These values have created this incredible culture because values ultimately tell you what you can expect from one another. And these are now your stated values. That's Southwest Airlines. Another company, Luck Companies. Their tagline is igniting human potential. You would think this is a human potential organization, maybe a training organization, maybe a leadership development organization. It is not. Luck Companies is an aggregates company. Aggregates, literally, their job, they are the Fred Flintstone of today. They take bigger rocks and they make smaller rocks. They own quarry mines in various parts of the country, and they mine rocks. That's what they do. Now, what they've done, though, is they've created this incredibly high performance culture. And when they've done research on this company, they have found, independent research has verified, that their employee engagement scores are in the top 1% of all companies in the world. Employee engagement is how excited people are to be there. For people who make big rocks into small rocks, this is how excited people are to work for this company. And there's a reason, because they care a lot about their why, which is igniting human potential. They don't just make rocks, they know their why. They also have values, and their values are really interesting. They're defined and they have behaviors. So this is one way you take something amorphous and give it a lot more clarity. Commitment. This means that you are going to take personal responsibility for the success of self, others, and the organization. You're going to do what it takes. You're going to pursue excellence. Another one, integrity. This is a person earns the trust and respect of others. That means you're going to be honest. You're going to do what you say. You're going to give and receive feedback. So integrity. They have another value, creativity. That means you're going to deliver ideas and innovation that add value. You're going to be curious. You're going to learn new skills, be open to change, explore and experiment. And last, leadership. This is all about igniting human potential and performance. You're going to value diversity and differences. You're going to develop self and others. You're going to inspire confidence and optimism. You're going to confront issues. Now, I'm running through these really fast because you don't need to know all these details. They're just examples to show you that values, when they are defined and when you have behaviors attached, which, by the way, Southwest Airlines doesn't in their high-level values, but everything in their organization is set up to support the behaviors of those values, which aren't necessarily written here. So when you do a values process, or when you introduce values, or when you try to articulate values, you need to add definition and behaviors on some level and in some ways. Let me show you another company. So this is one of the biggest reasons they perform at the level they do. Let me show you another company, one that I worked with and for. And by the way, we used Luck Companies. They helped us do this in our company. I oversaw this process at Aspen Heights Partners when I was the chief leadership officer and led through the entire process to create our values. Now, they had values. They were a company that was very values-based to begin with, but they were evolving so much that the values they had didn't really fit very well. And so this is what our new set of values look like. And you can see, of course, the influence of the process from Luck Companies. First, our first value was connection. We defined that as a commitment to collaboration, play, and healthy relationships. And this, by the way, is kind of a value in the area of relationships, how we value one another. So our behaviors are things like you're going to find the positive in yourself and others. You're going to have honest but also respectful conversations. You're going to get to know your customer. Your customer could be someone inside the company. And you're going to have fun. We value these things. Another one is creativity, a commitment to continuous learning, imagination, and curiosity. You're going to identify tensions instead of problems, and you're going to generate solutions. This is a value around thinking. You're going to be open-minded. You're going to be innovative. You're going to be adventurous and take risks. Now, here's what I want to do. I want to contrast this with Luck Companies' value, which is also creativity. See, Luck Companies has creativity, but they define it a little differently. This is about ideas and innovation that add value. So, you know, ours is a commitment to learning, imagination, and curiosity. Yeah, they're overlapping for sure, but they're slightly different. You'll notice be adventurous and take risks has a certain tone to it that theirs doesn't. Explore and experiment. Explore and experiment is a little more careful, a little more thoughtful. Be adventurous and take risks is a little bit more bold. And one is not better than the other, but it begins to give you a sense for, if I've gone from one organization to another and they both have the same value, creativity, this kind of definition helps me know how you express creativity differently than others. So there you go. You can kind of see the difference there between these two, creativity. The next value in Aspen Heights is performance, a commitment to excellence, accountability, and responsibility. Here are the behaviors. And this, by the way, is a business value. Think strategically, go above and beyond, own your results, recognize and celebrate success. That's a big one in Aspen Heights. Recognition. What gets recognized gets done. They knew that and they added that behavior in the system. And there's rituals we use, I'll get into later. And the last value is leadership, a commitment to self-awareness, integrity, and compassion. And this is a value around selfhood, who you are. So leadership isn't about who you serve, it's about you and who you are becoming. So know what you want, become resilient and flexible, be authentic, and foster your growth. Now you'll notice Luck Companies has a value called leadership too. They define it a little differently. It's about performance and human potential. It's about valuing diversity and differences. Yeah, there's developmental stuff in there, but it's also about confrontation, confront issues, inspire confidence and optimism. You can see how the shape and quality of Aspen Heights' use of leadership and Luck Company's use of leadership is distinct, even though they're the same basic words. And by the way, these values were created, all of these values at Aspen Heights, as well as Luck Companies, they were created not by people at the top. They were created by the entire company, which was involved in a participatory process. So even though we ended up with two words, creativity and leadership, just like Luck Companies, the people in the company didn't know those words. So they weren't borrowing from Luck Companies. They created their own indigenous values. Now, the results of this are pretty spectacular. When I oversaw this process and helped do this, we started in 2015, and you can see here we had our engagement, our employee engagement surveys running, and a benchmark of the highest performing companies in the world. And you can see over a 2-year period, we increased about 10%, which is amazing. And we now outperform the highest performing companies in the world. And it is in large part because the values were made real in the system and they were designed in a collaborative way. Now, lots of reasons why engagement can go up and down in a company, but values are one of the big ones. So pay attention to that. Another big result from Aspen Heights after this, not the only reason, but Greg Henry, the CEO there, he was named the Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year. And getting that award was in part because of the values that he oversaw, presided over, and made sure happened in the company. So these are the kinds of results that are possible when you take a values process seriously. In the next video, we're going to talk about what values are, how they function, how they evolve, and why they matter to you personally.